Iran says it will enter into negotiations if the US ends its economic war. Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi noted that not only Iran, but no country will negotiate under pressure. He added that we first need a ceasefire in the US economic war in order to do real talks and find sustainable solutions. Araghchi also said if Donald Trump returns to the 2015 nuclear deal, Iran will again negotiate with the US in the format of a P5 plus one meeting. He noted that the US so-called maximum pressure has produced maximum resistance from Iran and that Tehran will continue to resist. Araghchi stressed that if the maximum pressure turns into military pressure, Tehran will resist militarily. Araghchi was speaking at the Iranian mission to the United Nations in New York. Joining us for more on that story is George Zamweli, a senior research fellow at the Global Policy Institute. So, Mr. Zamweli, do you think the U.S. seriously thinks that Iran is going to enter negotiations when, or going to engage in any form of negotiations when Iranian cancer patients are dying as a result of U.S. sanctions?
Well, it's hard to believe that the United States does indeed subscribe to this view, but it does appear as if that's what Trump seems to think, that if he continues to apply pressure on Iran, at some point Iran is going to say, yes, we can't take it anymore, we're going to negotiate. It isn't going to happen. I mean, that's just it's clear that that Iran has other options and doesn't really need the United States. The question now is, which is that where does the United States go now? I mean, it's been applying pressure. Get more sanctions. But it's running out of options because this maximum pressure campaign hasn't really delivered the goods.
Mr. Zamweli, the maximum pressure campaign has failed in the sense that the economic meltdown that Washington was hoping for, that's failed. That hasn't really happened, and neither have Iranian officials accepted repeated U.S. offers for negotiations. So in that sense, the maximum pressure campaign has failed. Do you not agree?
Because the goal of the maximum pressure campaign was that Iran will be forced to renegotiate the JCPOA and agree to a deal that will be much harder and much more restrictive on Iran than the JCPOA. Well, Iran was never going to accept anything like that, particularly as there was never any guarantee that the United States would ever accept even a much harsher agreement than the JCPOA. So, yeah, this maximum pressure campaign hasn't achieved what it set out to do. The question now is, where does the United States go? And the sanctions are working.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so where does it go? I mean, Trump keeps hinting, and much of the U.S. media is baying for blood. And so he's hinting that he's going to use force. But the United States doesn't really have too many options for using force. So that also, it's very unlikely to succeed. And in fact, it's likely to have catastrophic results.
Catastrophic results for the region, as many Iranian and other observers and monitors, analysts have been saying. Mr. Zamweli, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Mr. George Zamweli there, a senior research fellow at the Global Policy Institute.